It was midnight, 1 hour after prom was over. Most of the kids went home after, but John and Kate didn't. They wanted to see the view of the city from the top of a mountain. "The city looks beautiful at night," Kate exclaimed. "I know it does. Let's listen to some music," John suggested. As John and Kate listened to the radio, something interrupted the music. "Sorry for the interruption, but we have breaking news. A mentally ill serial killer escaped the state prison, and he's armed with only a hook. Be careful. This guy's very dangerous," the reporter blurted. "We should go home," Kate yelled. "We would have to climb the mountain to get us," John chimed.
Suddenly they heard scratching on the back window. Kate looked in the rearview mirror to see nothing. "I'm really scared. Let's go home," Kate screeched. "Okay, fine," John replied. John stomped on the gas and they drove away. When they got home, John went to open Kate's door and he saw a hook on the handle of it. Where did this come from? Wait, jail? Hook? Man escaped, scratching on the window. No, it can't be, John thought to himself. He didn't want to touch it, so he made Kate open the door. Later that night, John woke up and saw his window broken.
Must have been lightning, he thought, but that's when he saw the mirror was broken and there was an X across it. "Kate, where are you?" he screamed. He looked out the broken window and saw the hook on the door was gone. "Kate, is this a joke?" John creaked. Lightning struck when that happened. He saw a man in front of him, and he had a hook. "What did you do with Kate?" John shouted. "Exactly what I'm going to do to you." "Ha ha ha ha," the man laughed. "No help," were John's last words.